All right. And Jason Schultz, let me bring you into this. The reason why this is a big deal, in fact, both for users and for the recording industry and the people who are concerned about it, is because lots of people do that. The figures I read are that something like 25 million people, or 25 million households, which is about a third of all households that have computers, are engaged in music downloading. So this is not just something that's happening here and there. It's something that a lot of people are doing, and that's why the recording industry is concerned.
Well, yeah. In fact, the numbers that we've seen are close to 60 million people are file sharing in America. So, you know, it's close to one in five Americans, if you want to go and look at it that way. And it's become very much a part of the technology that people have come to expect to be part of the Internet. They like file sharing and they want to keep it. And I think that's posed the central question is, you know, are you going to start to sue and prosecute 60 million Americans and try and use the legal system to essentially enforce a prohibition against using technology that they've already come accustomed to using?
And Alec French, who is the Minority Counsel on the House Judiciary Committee and works for Congressman Howard Berman of California, this whole question of sort of putting 60 million Americans or whatever the million number is in jail, you know, obviously sounds like something that would be incredibly difficult to do and perhaps unwarranted because it's just people exchanging music. Make the case for us, if you would, as to why this is something that you think needs to be addressed.
Well, you know, I think the first thing you have to do is step back a little, and the way that you've posed the debate is, users versus recording industry, and the people that Mr. Berman hears from certainly hears from the recording industry, but he hears from needlepoint designers, photographers, graphic designers, songwriters who are seeing their livelihoods eviscerated by file swapping, by online piracy in general. Thousands of e-groups that are swapping and needlepoint designs, photographs being sent everywhere. Certainly, songwriters lose 8 cents for every download that someone makes through a peer-to-peer system because by statute they're limited, not even allowed to get more than 8 cents. And the songwriter, by the way, is not the recording artist or the record label. The songwriter is some guy or gal who typically makes less than $20,000 a year and from royalties, and they're seeing file swapping just eviscerate their livelihood. So it's these type of individual copyright owners who are most dramatically affected by the file swapping that's going on, and it's these kind of people that need some help by stopping file swapping, illegal file swapping. Mr. Berman all along has been very clear that the technology is a great technology and used for legitimate purposes is a great idea, and if artists, creators of any stripe want to use it to distribute their product, more power to them. But certainly, file swappers don't have the right to make that distribution decision. It's the artist who has the right to decide whether they're going to distribute their product through this mechanism.